Mr. Creedon, if you'd come back forward, please. Would you like to address any of these issues that they've brought forth?
We plan on staying consistent with building. I mean, if we start, we're not going to stop and take a break on it, and we're going to try to stay consistent with keeping houses built and get it done quickly as possible. And we also do not plan on blasting the rock on the uphill side of it. It would be probably broke out with some machinery. At this time, we don't have plans on sidewalks and streetlights and stuff like that, but
any questions from the commission? Or were you done? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Any other questions for the commission on this?
I have a question. How many people in this room, by show of hands, are opposed to this project? Thank you.
Mr. Creedon, I've got a question.
Yes.
The main problem we see here, and along with everyone else here in the room, I think, is the duplexes.
Yes.
It's a single-family neighborhood, single home per family.
Yes.
Which would cut us in half for what you're wanting to build per lot. But that's something that might pass. I don't think this is going to pass.
Okay.
A single family, a home per lot.
Yes.
Might very well fly, which I think it would.
Yeah.
Well, that's already approved.
All he has to do is come get the permit. But he's not going for that.
That's what I'm saying.
He needs to back up and think about that. It's already approved.
Correct. Yeah.
I know that would cut your building in half and your income probably in half.
But this issue is already on the floor, and we're voting on what has been presented to us here tonight.
I agree.
Well, I have a problem with the ingress and egress because that's a lot of
cars
to go through and a lot of houses to go past, and the other people brought up the emergency vehicles, school buses, and all that. I can see a lot of problems in the future.
You'll still have the same amount of school buses going through there.
Well, on the lower road.
You'll still have the same amount of...
One lady says, I know that road going down is fairly steep. Really steep. And that they would have to park up there, not every time it snows.
Yeah.
I would say somebody has to be there to maintain that slope in that road. And if it's not county maintained, then who's going to maintain that?
We have plow truck, we have salt truck, we've maintained the gentleman that was in here earlier with the nightly rental down Wolf Trail Estates, or Timber Wolf Estates. We maintained that after we moved out of that neighborhood. We maintained it every time it snowed, went out there, salted, and plowed the roads, even though there is only 3 or 4 houses down in that subdivision.
Myself, I feel a lot more comfortable with county.
We would plan on...
Any further discussion? I would entertain at this time a motion to approve or disapprove this project.
Based on the egress and the density, I make a motion to deny the request.
Motion has been made to deny. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion has been made to deny and second. Is there any further discussion on this project before we vote?
What is the current percentage of the... I've been down in it, but I did not put the slope meter on the entrance coming down.
I don't know.
Does it exceed 16%?
Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you for sure. I mean, that would, I don't know. I couldn't tell you that off the top of my head.
Well, I think that, like George, it is motion, I don't think it's compatible at all.
Any further discussion? The motion is on the floor to deny this project. All in favor of denial, raise your right hand. I think that was a unanimous vote. Am I correct? Motion is denied. Aye. You have the appeals process. I don't know how many people are here to listen to these other projects. You're welcome to stay, or I can give you a little time and you can leave at this time if you want to.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys. Who said that's good to the world?
No. Is
I just know duplexes. I mean, you put twice as many, you know, it's bad enough. I mean, if you want to build a house, build a house. No, there's no law against that.
That's exactly why I brought that up. You need to look at what you can do now, because you can do that. Without any reason, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus.
What group is she here? He's up here talking about doing a development and a piece of the sidewalk like that. And we would break it up with machinery. You know, if he did, at least knew what a breaking number was, it would help me a little.
Well,
did
you drive down that hill? I've walked down that hill.
Oh, I've driven down it. That's probably a 30% slope.
Yeah. It just ain't
good. Do what?
Since I'm a builder, I probably shouldn't have.
For those of you out in the hall, there is some seats available now. Let's move on in and let's get settled down because we have other projects to see about.
Yeah, being a builder myself, I hope they don't think I had a conflict.
I got the arrow.
Okay, let's move on to the next project now. Scott?
JMS Property LLC is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit for the ability to use 6 future duplexes on 6 lots, 3 future duplexes on 3 lots, and 10 future single-family homes on 10 lots for nightly rental, located on Sunset Cove Road and Sunrise Cove Road, Branson, in Cross Creek Subdivision. In September 2001, Planning Commission approved a Division 3 request by John Epps to develop a multi-use project consisting of multi-family, single-family, offices, and retail shopping center named Cross Creek. Cross Creek development site, the proposed plan had the following 6 to 8 commercial lots, multifamily duplexes, a lake, and 190 plus single family lots. All the properties will be served by Public Water District No. 2 for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. We'll wait for your planning member to get back.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. Case number 1842 is the proposed 6-lot minor subdivision is on an unplatted part of the lake parcel left from past phases of Cross Creek. The applicant's proposing 3-bedroom duplexes on the 6 lots. The 6-lot minor subdivision will have to be platted as a minor subdivision per the Taney County subdivision regulations. The Eastern Taney County Relative 3 policy score was 10. And I'll go through its picture and PowerPoint. Area of the unplatted that's still considered part of the lake lot is this area right in here. And those are those pictures that we looked at. And then our staff recommendations for all three are for a Division 3. So they have those special use conditions removed, which are the transfer of the permit, does not constitute a land use change, because it would. It's the first five that's in the special use, but this is coming through as a Division 3. And case number 1843 is the request for three-bedroom duplexes on each of the three lots on Sunrise Cove in the Cove at Cross Creek subdivision phase 1. They're lots number 1, 2A, and 6A, and they were formed with an amended plat of lots 2 through 13 of the Cove at Cross Creek phase 1 in 2005. Their relative policy score was 12. The location of three lots in the vacant area. And on the plat, it's these three lots. And within that plat, there's a green space that's platted. So we wouldn't issue a building permit for that area if they came in for one. The same decision of record applies to this one, approved by the Planning Commission. And then case number 1844 is the proposed five-bedroom homes on the 10 lots to be located on Sunrise Cove. The lots were platted as part of the Cove at Cross Creek Phase 1. They're lots 14 through 23. The Eastern Taney County Relative Policy Score was 18. This is from across the lake to give you a little perspective from a distance. Lots 14, I can barely see it start about right here, and then they run to the end. Then the same staff recommendations approved. And I'll pull it up on the beacon and pictometry for you if you want your applicant to come up.
How you doing?
Okay. Now we're hearing the three of these together because they're all in the same area, and it'd make it a little simple for people to speak on this. Do you have anything that you want to say before?
No, he basically got most of it. Just looking to make those six lots there right in front of the right along the lake. Duplexes, they'll be stacked on top of each other, three bedroom, two bath, with, you know, the lower part of the unit, or the lower unit, will have like a lock-in, so it has separate access and all that stuff. And then we'll have those three lots over there, we'll leave the green space, we have all the, you know, we'll have all the correct parking in it and all that stuff. And then on the 10 lots, we plan on, you know, doing just regular. They'll look, you know, like single-family homes, and it'll have five bedrooms with three baths and all together on that one.
And that'll all be kind of